You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized there was something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like breaking day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
and everything else, they just were too realistic.
And they're
to be
frozen like a trimmed manufactured.
The hand was freaking
out. Into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot lives. A movie right now at www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And the swamp's what you think I've seen. Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the cypress knee, and we're talking Moxon Joe. Where the party they gonna have? Out in the St. John's Waltz. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. If you'd like to join us in our live discussions during the program, just dial in and join us at 347-996-5877. That's 347-996-5877. Just dial in and wait for the moderator to announce your area code and bring you on to the show. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Well, hello, everybody. Tom isn't dialed in yet. We have a show. What a show we got for you tonight. We've got three guests. We've got the team. We're still on expedition from on site. Each of the guests are not from the expedition area. They're from different areas of the United States. We got Michigan, Texas, and, of course, Alabama. And all three areas are full of activity, just bustling with all kinds of, well, activity going on. And it's amazing.
Hey, good buddy out there.
Yeah. Take over, Tom. Shout-outs.
The show didn't go over yet, did it?
We're about 5 or 10 minutes into it.
Well, that's a good thing. I was waiting on there, and I couldn't hear nobody. And I was saying to myself, where is everyone? How are you doing, good buddy?
I'm doing great.
We got A-okay?
Everybody's dialed in and ready to go.
We are, huh?
Yep, we are.
This is a first, ladies and gentlemen. I'm feeling like $1 million. Well, you know what? Let's find out what's going on out there in the Bigfoot world. What do you think there, Marco?
I think so. You want to say hi to our extended family?
Oh, I got better than that, man. We're going to be doing that pretty soon, too. But let's find out what's going on out there in the Bigfoot world. Let's see. Up in Oregon, Dan Roniak got a camping trip, you know, going on in up there in December. I'm going to go out there and look for Bigfoot. And he details an email to me, you know, Marco. They're going to set out a bonfire out there, and they're going to tell stories, and they're going to show the legend of Boggy Creek, and they're going to sleep out in the cabin and do all kinds of good things. Well, Dan, I wish you all the luck, good buddy, and thanks for giving me the heads up on that. And then guess what's happening out there in Coast to Coast with George Norrie? Guess what's happening out there?
What's happening?
Well, guess what? They're rehashing the old Patterson film just one more time. You know, they got nothing better to do. They got nothing new. So why not waste some more time and try to create more controversy? What do you think? It never stops. It never ceases to amaze me. One on a good note. Here's on a good note. Good old Chuck Creel, part of our family down there in Alabama. He's got his outing this weekend, okay, on that private land down there in Alabama. On my birthday. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Friday, the 9th of October. Wouldn't it be wonderful, huh?
Holy
capture one of these things. And on my birthday, what a birthday present that would be. Chuck, you go get him, buddy. We're all for it. Hey, you guys, that article on the Times article that we talked about is on our website. All you have to do is go to www.timespublications.com, and you'll see us out there. You ain't going to see the pictures because there's like 16 of them in the article, but it is a feature story. It's 8 pages long, 16 color photos. So those of you who are in out there in Arizona, get one. It is off the hook. I am so proud of it. And you know what? Alex and Mitch and AP, they had that article out there in the magazine a week ago. You might want to pick that up also. Oh, and jot it down, guys. October 13, yours truly and the team will be on whispersradio.com with Nick Queen. 7 p.m. Eastern Time. 4 p.m. Pacific, we're going to be on for a full hour. It's, from what I understand, these guys are off the hook. You might want to go to their website and take a look.
Yeah, I'll have that posted on our website here tonight.
Oh, you do? Fantastic.
Yeah, I don't have it posted yet. I will have it posted.
Oh, you're off the hook, buddy. Thank you so much. And then big news. My God. Big news, okay? Bigfoot Lives is coming on in demand. Not on demand, but in demand on Comcast, Time Warner, and Cox Cable Networks. Times to be announced. Just got wind of it. It is so incredible. I can't wait till that is out. Everybody is going to have a ball, a B-A-L-L, guaranteed. Let's do some shout-outs now. Can we do that, Marco?
Absolutely.
Hey, Bo down in Alabama. Hey, 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 girl. Haven't forgotten you at all. David Page, great story, man. Keep them coming. Shannon, Sylvia, hi, baby. I still love you. Shanna Hogan, thanks for a great story, girl. You're off the hook. Let me give Shanna a little bit of love. Eden Costello, man, thanks for your order, pal. Eden got one of those commemorative goodies, those cups, you know. They're fantastic. You know, those things are, they broke the mold, so they're going to be worth a lot of money. Harry Hayden from London. He writes for the Sun newspaper there. Thanks for the kind words. He did an article on me. Richard Cunningham. Thanks for your thoughts about the hand, my man. Keep them coming. Hey, Roger Peterson down there in Gilbert, Arizona. The Times article comes out in your neighborhood, so pick one up, okay? Connie Gilbert. Hi, sweetie, up in Canada. The long, cold nights wouldn't be the same without your warm thoughts, sweetheart. Thank you so much for them. Hello, Mark. Guy just retired from the military and he wants to go out hunting for Bigfoot. Well, come on. The office out there stands for you, my man. Anybody from the military is always worthy to come out with us.
Hey, Tom, I'm going to go offline a couple of seconds. I lost connection with Blog Talk. I got to dial back in.
Go do your
stuff. Keep on going.
Okay. Bob Kruger, thanks for the info on the Bigfoot in Kentucky. We're going to be going out there, I understand, too. That's all happening up pretty quick, too. Becca up in Washington. Man, they don't get any better than you, girl. I've been blessed. Thank you so much. Mike Nielsen, thanks for the heads up, my man. Don Ryan from the Catskills, thanks for the info. What's going on over there, baby? That's off the hook. Lucas Carlson took some photos of a Bigfoot print. Very interesting. We're going to have him on the show, by the way. LM out in Texas, thanks for all your love and support, baby. Leroy Blevins out there in Ohio has a new video. Way to go, Leroy. Tell everybody about him. And finally, Gigi from PV. It just doesn't get any better. You are the best. From here, there, and everywhere, kudos and salutations to all my Bigfoot world. Well, I got to tell you guys, it's been exasperating. It's been fun. It's been cold. It's been hot. It's been everything you can think of. And we're going to talk to our team out there with me. We're going to talk to some beautiful guests that we have here tonight. But I want to tell you guys something. I don't know how many of you people have heard of our Bigfoot album. It was in the Shadow of Bigfoot. And this thing was before its time, ladies and gentlemen. And I've got to tell you, I've been listening to it while I prepared for the show. I want you to hear a few cuts. Tell me what you think. See if I can get the damn thing to work. You know, I'm not... Here we go.
I want this earth all the time.
Get on that horse now. Here we go.
I want this earth, and I
consider it my island.
I'm growing tired.
The name of that one is Walk. I Walk This Earth. Here's another one. Listen to this cut. This happens to do with three guys. Listen to the words, ladies and gentlemen.
I've been losing no bear tracker. I'm losing man of dreams. Heard it came along and I wrote the songs about a creature that you've ever seen. Monsters, missing mysteries.
Monster, myths, and mystery.
Oh, get laying on the edge of the swamp, laying there waiting on you. Oh, get a space of granny, cause you ain't wearing no shoes, ain't wearing no shoes.
Fresh new cuts, ladies and gentlemen. It's the ghost of Windy Mountain. Color of its hair.
Just like the dinosaurs, he should have died.
Way before their time, ladies and gentlemen. Way before their time. This is the Bigfoot Boogie. You all heard this one.
Out in the swamps, but you think I've seen some strange, you know.
Sasquatch, Susan,
and Cypress, me, and the talking moccasins, Joe.
Brand new dance, and they called it the Bigfoot Stomp. Bigfoot Stomp. This one's called What Does It Take to Be a Believer?
What does it take to be a believer? Tell me who's saved. You think that we've come this far, looking back on yesterday.
Okay, Tom, I'm going to do an experiment here.
Well, that'll be a first, I'm sure.
Okay, we're hooked up to Blog Talk, but there's something wrong with Blog Talk because it's indicating that we're not streaming, but we are, and we're plugged in, so we got listeners on there.
Well, I like being plugged in. I'll guarantee you that.
Well, Blog Talk is not our main thing. Our main thing is our web pages, but Blog Talk is where we get all our sound inputs, and they work, so we're fine.
All right, good buddy. All right. Listen, I say this all the time. You cease to amaze me. You know, you just keep coming up with these incredible, incredible guests. They're just blowing me off. When I saw some of these, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not too good with these modern conveniences such as these iPhones and all that other crap. But people sent me through the phone, through the magic of these phones, incredible pictures.
We lost our first guest. I need to call him up.
Well,
He was on the line there.
Why am I not surprised? Let's get the second guest while you go get the first. How's that?
Okay, we got Steve Dismore. Here we go.
Let's get Steve out there.
Steve, you're on the air, buddy.
How you doing, Tom?
Hey, good buddy. I'm doing well. I'm doing super well. And I've got to tell you this. I received those pictures on my phone, and it freaked me out. Do not leave anything out, Steve-o. Steve is down there in LBL, Land Between the Lakes, in Kentucky, and he ran across some giant alpha male prints, 22 inches long, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have them put on the website before you know it. Tell us about it all. Don't leave anything out.
Well, the area where these prints were found happens to be the same area where we had camped last year, and we had had so much go on up there that it was a place that, TJ had said that it was an eye opener, but it got so late in the season, so cold that there was a lot of other people had been calling wanting the guys to come out, and they said this isn't going anywhere. You got a lot happening here, and periods of time things do slow down up there, but it's hot again. The officers that are up there have had sightings. They've had plenty of campers that say that they've got something coming into their camps, stealing things. They're finding large footprints. The remnants of an old apple orchard up there was destroyed. There's not an apple left on it. And these are big trees. These are not trees that deer can eat them off of. They're like 20 feet tall. And not an apple left one on them. And the limbs are tore up to where it's been going around getting these apples, and it's been bedding up out in this field. And the print that I got today, I believe, was no more than a day or two old. I mean, it was inside of an old camp where they'd had a campfire at, and it just happened to step there. It was soft enough there to leave a print.
Let me ask you this, Steve. Steve, how many prints did you actually see, and did you get right and left prints both?
There's lots of right and left prints. It's just that print right there was covered up before the rain, and it was never uncovered. And when we went back up there, it was still there. One of my friends had actually went up there and he found these prints, and he covered one up, and the rest of them you could still see them, but they weren't good enough to really take a picture of or cast or anything like that. But you could see them. There were several of them. And it wasn't just the size 22. There was some 17-inch prints. There was a couple of 13-inch prints. There was a whole family pod came through there. And it's recent. We just had these thunderstorms the night before last. And these prints are phenomenal. They're long. They're wide. They're deep. But the rain, the way it came through, it washed a lot of the details away. But that one print was covered up with a piece of plywood, and when I got there, it was still able to where I could take a good picture of it in those ashes.
Well, I got to tell you this. I looked at it, and it just blew me away. I just couldn't believe the depth of the indentation the footprint made, the width, the length. Just, you know, the biggest one I've ever seen is the one that was cast up there by Java Bob and Happy Camp up there in California, which was 22 inches. I'm just wondering how big this alpha male by you really is. And I got your message loud and clear yesterday or the day. Well, we talked Sunday. And when you called up, you talked to Rob, and we got some coverage. And it was me, Rob, and Java Bob talked to you. And I want to thank you for your allegiance. I want to thank you for your dedication to us, and it makes me feel like $1 million because we're coming out there, all right? We're going to make one stop before we come to see you because we're going to Texas. Lamar Point right now is getting hot again. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand one thing. Right now is the migration period of these things, of these creatures. They're on the move. The weather changes, they move, okay? They change. They're going to different climates. And that's the reason why all these sightings are happening all over this country. It isn't just happening in LBL. It's happening in Florida. It's happening in New York. It's happening in Minnesota. It's happening in Texas. It's happening up in Washington. It's happening all over this world, okay? Now is the time. But the thing about it is, you have to understand this, is we got to go where it's hot, where it's happening. We've got a lot of things happening up here in Arizona. But I can't stop what I'm doing to be elsewhere. But we're going to, because of the people who are involved in these other states, I'm compelled to be there. Because these aren't people who are hallucinating. These aren't people who just talk smack. These are people who we've dealt with over the course of the last 4 or 5 years, and they're serious as hell, and they've got reputations behind them, and that's what we're here for, ladies and gentlemen. We're here to check it out and to make sure. And when they call me and say, come a running now, there's something happening now. So, Snake Man, if you're out there listening to me, I'm going to need you out there. So, you know, let's no more games. I want you out there. You're going to do what you know how to do best, and we know what that is, don't we? And we're going to have that happening, okay? And that's what I'm telling you. And I'm going to tell you this. We'll be out there within the next few days. I'll guarantee you that, okay? I have some business I got to take care of, but I'm going to take care of that at the same point in time. We'll be out there, and we'll be out there to see you. So let me ask you this, Steve-O. How many people know about this?
Well, there's some officers that work up there that know the general vicinity because of the complaints. They've had some stuff going on themselves, but my little area is basically my area. There's not anyone really messes around up there. I had one fella come through that deals with me who told me that it had crossed there. Now, there's another organization that's interested up there. They're not coming. They haven't got time. They got something else that they're doing. I mean, it's hot up there at this very moment. But instead, they want to wait till spring to help.
Yeah, they'll be already on the move again. Let me ask you this. What's the weather like there now?
We've actually had a cold snap, and it stayed that way this year. We've had an extremely mild year. It's getting up in the 60s in the daytime and getting into the low 40s at night. So things are happening about a month earlier than normal.
Whatever happened to the global warming that everybody talked about? All bullshit, right?
This seems to me like we're having an extremely normal October for here. But back when I was a kid, this would have been normal. Now they consider this to be an extreme trend of cold. And I think it does affect the way that they migrate and move. I think that when they're here, they come here through this time when it's about this temperature, and they'll stay for a little longer. When it starts getting to where it stays down into the 30s of the day, they go ahead and move on further south. So we've got that window right now.
You bet we do. All right, listen. Anticipate the team coming out. We'll make sure it happens. We'll be there. Got to get out to Texas first, but it's on the way, so there's no problem. You've been there before. You know what I'm talking about. I appreciate your allegiance, your dedication, and your loyalty. It means an awful lot to me. You keep up the spirit. Keep me abreast every day, 2 times a day, 3 times a day, whatever it takes, and let me know what's going on. Okay, my brother?
All righty.
Just mute yourself out. Just mute yourself out. Listen to the show. We got plenty more coming. And thanks again from the bottom of my heart. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Dismore down there in Kentucky. You guys been loyal as hell with us, been out on expedition with us many times, and it's good to hear his voice, especially now. This evidence that he has is just totally incredible, and you'll see it too because I'll put it on the website. Who's next out there, Marco?
Well, Tom, we're going to talk to Donna at the Country Cupboard.
Hey, Donna out there in Lamar Point, out in...
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Well, if I felt any better, I'd have to see a doctor, sweetie pie, because I'll tell you something. When I heard from you today, it just gave me another glimmer, and that made me feel like $1 million.
Well, I'm glad it did, because there are a lot of things that are happening here. And since we've been considered as Bigfoot Central here, we do have a lot of people coming in and a lot of people reporting. And unfortunately, we've had a storm this evening, so there are a few people that did not make it that I wanted you to visit with. However, Paula and I are going to be the designees for this evening. And we had a gentleman and his wife who is building a new home out here, and some friends of theirs came out from Dallas. And on their way out from Dallas, and you know the area, they had to drive through this this little town called Cavanaugh. And yep. The man saw a very, very large, furry person. And he did not say anything. He was so startled. And this is in the middle of the day. And he turned to his wife, and she looked at him, and she said, "Did you see what I just saw?" He said, "I didn't know whether I really saw it, but yes, I did." And it was pretty close to the Farm Road 1499, and there were a clump of trees, and it came out from the trees and then went back very, very quickly. It didn't hesitate. And so they came in, and they were telling us about it. And then there is this lady that we're going to call Pumpkin. That's her nickname. And she has lived in Lamar Point for many, many years. And she didn't talk about some of this stuff that she saw because she said, quite frankly, Donna, she said, "I didn't want people to think I was crazy." I said, "Well, Pumpkin, we do not think you're crazy." And she had a horse, and she used to ride down to the lake down Clay Bluff Road. And she said the horse was very used to all of the animal sounds like the coyotes and birds and stuff. And she said one day she was riding him down on the beach part of the lake, and she said he just reared up and stopped. And she said she did not know what, because he was very well trained. And she said she looked over and she saw a pair of, she said, the most beautiful blue iridescent eyes she'd ever seen. And it just disappeared, and then the horse came back down and took her back home. And she said she has been seeing sightings like this for over 20 years. And I really wanted her to be here tonight, but due to the weather, she couldn't make it. So maybe we'll catch her a little later. there is a lot of activity going on right now, and we're reported of seeing the different eyes, you know. And I'm wondering, you know, on the eye color, if it's genetics, you know, because I've seen the red eyes. And a Pumpkin saw the blue eyes, and then there was another person reported seeing a kind of a greenish-yellow eyes, you know. And then we had a gentleman that just stopped in, and he was a contractor. And he said that he had seen he called it a juvenile. He said because it was not as large, but in statue it was, the same build as the Bigfoot. And so, you know, we've got right now, and like I told you, I'm pretty new to this, but I'm researching and I'm learning a lot of stuff. And it seems like they are migrating or going to the different areas right now. So they're moving.
You know, Donnie, you're very smart. You pick up, you're like a giant sponge. You pick up everything. And I really appreciate that. And I got to tell you something. I've seen them with red eyes. I've seen them with yellowish green eyes, just like you have, and the reports that have been coming into your place. I've never seen them, though, with blue eyes. And it blows my mind. I'm going to tell you something else about the contour and the build of the Bigfoot there in your region. Now, I was the first one to come up with that, by the way. Mm-hmm. They are a lot smaller due to the fact of the heat and humidity and the different logistics of the land versus Pacific Northwest, where they bulk up in that area, and they're a lot larger. The ones that we've seen down there in your area are a lot, not a lot, but smaller when I'm talking to when it's a full-grown male or a female.
Mm-hmm.
And it's due to the fact of that's the main reason, because of the terrain and the geography that they're traversing each and every day. But I'll tell you this, you picked up very, very quickly. And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to deploy the guys and myself within the next 5 days to Lamar Point. So anticipate us coming out. You need to tell me this, okay?
Okay.
How are the Tiggers?
How are the Tiggers? Well, I think the Tiggers are over because we've had a cool front come in. And it's not cold, but it's just cool. It gets up to the mid-70s during the day and about 59 at night. And so the Tiggers are kind of not as rampant as they usually are.
Well, you know, me and the Tiggers don't get along, I'll tell you. That's the only place I've ended up in the hospital twice out there, in the medical place.
Yeah.
And I think I held the record until last year when some of my team got more than I did. I had 367 bites.
Oh, yeah.
It was terrible. I'm allergic to beet hell between them and all the other critters you got out there. But
yeah.
Because the last time we talked, you said they were out pretty deep.
Yeah, they had been pretty bad, but we've had enough of the cool fronts come in that I think that they're it's kind of controlling them, because even the mosquitoes are not as bad as they were. So, you know, and it's been pretty wet here too.
All right, well, the wet is not a good thing, even though you think it is. That just attracts the mosquitoes anyway. But the Tiggers, I don't care about the mosquitoes. It's the Tiggers that I hate dealing with. I'd rather get bit by a water moccasin or a rattlesnake than deal with that crap that I've dealt with in the past with the Tiggers. Nevertheless, we still have your blessings about camping out on your property out there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I would like to extend all of the listeners that we are going to have a Bigfoot Festival the 6th, 7th, and 8th of November. We're going to have a lot of the artifacts on display that has been found in the area. And the people are coming out with their night goggles and they're looking in the areas. They're going to hunt in the areas where the prints and stuff have been found. So I'd like to extend that invitation to anyone who is interested.
That's fantastic. As a matter of fact, we'll put it on both of our websites, Donna, to help advertise your event. And,
okay.
Depending on where we are and what part of the country, we'll try to make it back for those 3 days and give you all the support we can.
Okay, appreciate it, Tom, very much.
Have you seen Sandy?
Actually, Sandy went to Wisconsin this evening. Otherwise, she would have been here. Yeah.
When is she coming back?
Kathy said she's going to be on a week or two, so she should be back mid-month.
Okay, all right, fair enough. All right, so you'll be seeing either partial or all of my team probably within 5 or 6 days.
All right.
I anticipate some big things out there. And I want to thank you again for giving us the heads up what's going on down there, sweetheart.
All righty, Tom.
God love you. Can't wait to see you in person.
Absolutely. You have a good trip.
Thank you, dear. And just mute yourself out. Listen up. We still got a lot more show.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Donna out there. She has the country covered out there at Lamar Point. Great connection. I just can't wait to shake her hand and give her a big hug and welcome her to the world of Sasquatch. What about Lucas there, Marco?
Well, I think we scared Lucas off. I got a hold of him, and he said he's going to dial back in, but he's not dialed back in. So,
all right, why don't we do this let's go to commercial.
Here we go.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
You want to use tents? Sasquatch.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized there was something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
sunlight and everything else. They just were too realistic
and
to be
frozen like a
primitive manufactured.
The hand was freaking
into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot creature lives.
Bigfoot lives. A movie.
Right now.
At
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Hey, Tom.
Thanks, Marco. I want to let everybody know I just got a call while we're on break. I got six messages here, and three of them are our friend up at the White Mountains Apache Reservation, A.K. Riley, stating that, Tom, come quick. There's two creatures. I mean, what am I supposed to do? I don't make this shit up. It just happens. There's two creatures that came into the town, and the people are scared. I can't wait till after the show to find out exactly what's going on. And, wow, it's just blowing me away, just totally blowing me away. That they're on the move, ladies and gentlemen, all over the country, all right? And so, you know, we got to take what precedence hits first. And we're only 4 hours away from the White Mountains. So I'm sure that I'll deploy the team as soon as we get this after the show here tonight.
Tom, well, we got three callers. You want to see if any of these...
Yeah, let's talk to the callers for a change. Go ahead.
Here we go, 936.
Ren, I'm just listening to the show.
Yeah. Area code 936. You're on Bigfoot Live Radio with Thomas Cardi. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who is this?
Oh, this is Harry Bolzania. I'm in the chat room.
Oh.
Just listening to the show.
Okay. Well, then we'll let you continue to chat. Area code 903, you're on Bigfoot Live Radio.
Hello there, Bigfoot people. This here's the Snake Man, Paris, Texas.
Hey, good buddy, how are you?
Oh, doing pretty good. I'm waiting on you. Aunt Jean says, come on, she's waiting on you.
You tell Aunt Jean that we're coming, because I'll tell you what, they're on the move again, and you know the time of year, because we were very fortunate each and every time that we've been out there. So
right.
You know that we're coming. I don't know if you listened, Snake Man, but I just got three messages from AK that he's saying, get out here ASAP, that they're coming down into the town now. So it's happening once again, ladies and gentlemen. And you tell, is she still making that good stew and that damn good food?
Oh, yeah. She's still making it all. she's still making it all.
Well, you tell
her. I'm getting so fat.
Well, you just tell her that we're coming, and we would love to have her and love to see her again, as we will you and all the other wonderful people there. Do me a favor, if you would, because you change all the time. After the show, give me a call. I want to hook up and get some things pre-done before I get out there. Okay, good buddy?
All right. I was trying to find the country cousin, but we couldn't find it.
Oh, we'll find it, okay. I'll guarantee you that. And it's going to be Bigfoot Central with our headquarters, okay?
All righty.
Thanks, Bruce.
Not a problem, man.
Say hello to your aunt. Okay, Marco, let's stay up here where my boys are. And I think we've got Alex.
We got Alex, and we got Rob, and we got the Alex and Rob on there, yeah.
Okay. Alex, you out there?
Go ahead, Alex.
I'm here, Tom.
Hey, tell me what's been going on with your newfound publicity. I want to know. I'm stoked, man. I'm so happy for you.
Well, thanks to you too, of course. We're in two different magazines this month so far. We're in the Phoenix Magazine, and we're in the Times publication with you. And, yeah, it's pretty exciting. I don't want to get a big head, though. You know, just kind of be humble. And they're two very good articles, very nice. You know, Shanna came with us, and she saw it all and wrote a great article. And I saw her today, and, you know, she's thinking of doing a follow-up, and she says, you know, we should keep in touch. So I told her we would. And, you know, I got a bunch of copies to bring up to the boys. I actually haven't left yet. I'm putting my coffee together right now, and I'll be out the door as soon as we're finished talking. I just figured I might as well sit here and listen to the show before I pull out.
You know, that's great, Alex. I'm curious. Can you confirm for me, because on the Internet copy of the Times publications, there are no pictures, but somebody called me and told me that there's 16 pictures on the ones on the stands. Is that correct?
Well, I didn't count them, but there's a lot. So let's go. I'll open it up right now. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Larry looks very good, by the way. Some great sights of the area. Then there's two more on the next page. The story goes on and on. And then there's, oh, two more. So that's 9. And then there's a good-looking guy in a Boston Red Sox shirt. Oh, wait, that's me. So that's 10. And we go to the next page, and then there's 11, 12, 13, 14. A shot of us all on the porch with the shooting. Good one of Rob by the trailer. And it's continued on page 40. So hang on. This article goes on for about, 6, 8, 10 pages. And then there's another one there. So technically, I think it's 15. Somebody lied to you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Listen to me. What?
We're on the cover, too. That's 16. So I'm incorrect, and someone was correct.
Okay, so 16, including the cover, with 8 pages long. Now, let's do a little referring and comparing. You're in a magazine. Are you on the front cover?
No. Actually, the front cover is The Road, and they've a great shot of the road and the area and the trees, and then they did some graphics to it and put some eyes in the clouds. It's really cool. And then it's got the...
You're talking about
the
one that we're in, right?
Correct.
Okay, no. Let's do a little comparison between this one and the magazine you were in last week. How many pages do you have and how many pictures?
6. 6 pages.
6 pages versus 8. You're on the cover, or we're on the cover and you're not, right?
Yeah, I got a little like corner that says, Bigfoot Hunter on one.
That's called the thumbnail. That's called the thumbnail, son. Okay, now how many pictures do you guys have in yours?
I don't know, maybe 3 or 4. One of them's the centerfold, though.
All right, so that's 25%, no?
Something like that.
Yeah, but you know what? For the first time, I'm proud of you. You did one hell of a job, and you can't beat that with a stick. I guarantee you that. And listen, just to get in a magazine today is huge. Let me tell you what's transpired after just one day. Discovery Channel contacted us. They want to come out and do a piece on us, and we've got this Whispers Radio that picked it up off of just yesterday. Within the first hour, it was out on the stands, believe it or not. I feel real confident since this thing's going to be out for a month. My God, think about that. So we should be getting a lot of play off of that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, well, we'll be seeing. Go ahead.
It goes out to, 7 different towns, and in 4 of them, it doesn't even come out until the middle of the month. So it's only just begun.
It's only just begun. I wonder who sang that song. Well, listen here. You have a safe trip up coming up to see us. I can't wait to see you. Bring a bunch of copies because the boys love to see it. Give them something to read in their downtime. And let's just mute yourself out. Let's hear what's happening there with the rest of our guys. JB, you out there with Rob?
Hold on. Okay, Rob, you're on.
Hi, Tom. It's Rob. Bob is still working on the webpage. Me and him have been working on it, trying to get that last little bit updated. We've got just a few more things to add, and he's out there doing that right now. I'm in the hallway at this restaurant because it's rather loud in there at the moment, but I can go get him if you need him right now.
No. Leave him going because you know what happens when you start to interrupt them. Then it takes another hour to get him back focused. Just so don't bother him. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand what we're going through, okay? To get that stuff up on the Internet... So you can see what's happening with us. You have no clue what we have to go through. Last week was a dilemma and a half. I mean, here we had to drive clear almost to the border of Nevada to get Wi-Fi or internet service because it was down all over the place. What'd you call that thing? That what it was all down, Rob?
I figured something serious was wrong with AT&T's ISP. They must have had somebody cut a hard line or something doing some construction in between here and the next big city. About all I can figure on it, but those things happen from time to time. I mean, you know, ISPs go down all the time all over the U.S.
Yeah, but at the same point in time, you know, this is 2009 with the high-tech world, and you would think, even in these remote areas, but that just goes to show you folks, okay? Here we are, out in blank-blank Egypt, and there's nothing happening. There's nothing happening out there, even though you think that you got it going. I mean, when we need to get a line to call somebody, we got to travel down this raggedy old primitive road to get. There's an AT&T post about 2.5-3 miles down just to get down there and hope and pray that we can get some kind of service to call out. Otherwise, we've got a 45-minute drive to get down into a main drag to make it all happen. People don't understand that, Rob, you know?
No, sure, they don't. They don't understand how rough it is up here. I mean, we got to go through 3 hours of driving round trip just to get internet service to update a web page. And, you know, it takes time to do these things. Besides that, besides having the internet dilemma, there's a time gap in the time it takes to actually write these articles up and proofread them and make sure that everything's correct, spelling and all that good stuff, before you guys get a hold of it so we don't get a bunch of mail coming back saying, you know, you've got mistakes here and errors there in your spelling and punctuation.
You bet, you bet. You know what? Let's tell our audience out there, Rob, okay, in your own words, and be discreet, please, about what we're experiencing out there, okay? How we spend our long days and nights and what's been going on. Can you do that?
Sure thing. Well, we get up in the morning, usually about 6 a.m., go to bed about 4 in the morning. You don't get much sleep at night, but you get used to it after a while. It's cold when you go to bed. It's cold when you get up. The high is usually around 68 degrees, so you really don't ever get warm from the night before for the next night. We built a fire out in an actual steel ring that's part of used to be part of a tire. It's the inside of a tractor tire is actually what is the inside part of the rim to a tractor tire. Just went out there, and we just throw some wood in there and build a fire, and that's about all we have to keep warm with. As far as the cooking arrangements go, everything you have to eat is cooked over that metal ring with a stick or whatever you can get to prop it up so you can cook it without dropping it in the fire. And that's what you have to eat is anything that you can, you know, deal with on that basis. And then as far as the sleeping arrangements, you sleep in a sleeping bag on top of a pile of rocks. So the next morning you get up, you got a crick in your back. And as far as dirt and dust, every time the wind blows, there ain't nothing but dust going up your nose. We're not looking for any kind of rain coming in or anything anytime soon. It's just dry and humid. Well, not really humid. It's just dry and cold right now. Dries your sinuses out. Makes it difficult to breathe. Some nights you wake up when the wind's blowing the wrong way or the breeze, and you breathe smoke all night and your throat's sore. But, you know, other than that, it's just another a picnic in paradise, I guess you could say.
Your words were well chosen, son. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I've gotten to know this young man in a short period of time. And I'll tell you what, I wasn't wrong. This guy is a real trooper and a real honor and pleasure to be out there with, because each and every day I learn more and more about him, and he's just done a superb, stellar job, and this is just the beginning. Just remember his name, Rob Price, ladies and gentlemen. This guy's going to go a long way in this industry, and I'll tell you what, he proves it to me each and every day. You know what I want you to do is, I got 6 emails from people saying, hey, Mr. Biscardi, can you have your guy, Rob Price, tell that story about when he went to change out the trail trip camera about the rock And then it was, he went back and he found it on top and about the creature and the arm and all that. Why don't you tell him all about it one more time, would you?
Sure thing. We got up there and I decided to set a trip cam out up on a rock ledge. There's a ravine overlooking the canyon area, so I decided about halfway up the rock ledge it was a good spot to set a trip cam. Well, naturally, the grade going up that rock face, you can't see anything in the bottom of that ravine because you're 25 feet higher than the ground level from the ravine, so you have to put the camera at an angle. And in setting the camera at an angle, I had to get a rock. The dimensions on it are about 4 inches across by 8 inches long by about 3.5 inches thick. And that's the dimensions of the rock. It's pretty much a square piece of shale, a rectangular piece. So I stuck it behind the camera because it's lopsided between the camera and the tree, and then I tied it to the tree in between the camera and the tree. I set peanut butter about 25 feet below this area. It's about 25 feet line of sight in front of the camera, and I had it out down there on the tree. That's where I put it. So I come back the next morning to check the trip cam to see if anything went off that night. I went down, looked at the peanut butter, nothing had touched it. But it struck me as odd because I looked at it, and the camera's about 15 feet from me, and it just catches my eye right then because I hadn't paid any attention up until that point. And that rock that I had tied with a piece of nylon rope about as big around as your little finger to the tree, that rock had been pulled out from between the camera and the tree, and the camera was flopped over, and it had been set up on top of that camera, on top of the opening to the box where you get into the trip cam to get to the camera part of it. It's just sitting up on top of it, flat. And I don't know of any way that rock could have worked itself out from between that camera and that tree, because I tied it there pretty tight. And we've evaluated the footage and the film, and all you see from behind is the camera actually moved and it snapped one picture. So all this happened in the course of about a minute, because the timer on those cameras is 1 minute between pictures on motion. And from what happened, from what we gathered, whatever approached it from behind the camera and actually took the rock out from behind. And all you see is the motion of the camera actually moving when the rock was pulled out.
You know, the thing that blows my mind, ladies and gentlemen, and you got to think about this really close. He used a piece of rope or string about the size of your pinky to secure that rock on that tree by the camera so he'd have a certain percentage, advantage point. Something had to take that string, that rope, off that rock, take that right up. Well, you know, if it would have unlodged itself, the rock would have fallen. Let's be real, okay? So something or someone took that rock and put it on top of that trail trip camera. What do you think it was trying to tell us? Think about that, Rob. You have any ideas?
I'm thinking it was trying to tell us that it didn't want its picture taken. And to make, you know, to add a little insult to injury, that actual area, there's no way to tell if anything actually walked behind that tree or not, because it's all solid rock.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, it is. It's all shale. I never thought we would be hitting stuff like this. You know, a lot of that stuff is volcanic, and it just blew me away when Rob took me up the first time where the caves were and where this creature actually made a night type of place to inhabit with the trees and everything. It looked like a lean-to, ladies and gentlemen, or a teepee. It was kind of incredible. I'm talking about the tree part, not the cave parts, but the parts that we had to traverse was all shale and rock. And it's just incredible to see how these things are traversing these different areas up in that area, because the only way we're going to get any prints is through the wash area, and because there hasn't been any rain or any water coming down, it's pretty tough, unless you're going to get something that's so heavy that's going to make some kind of indentation, which we have found that you can see on the website also. And by the way, the stuff that Bob's putting up for you guys are the reasons of the stuff of the nails that were found. There was an actual toenail that was found that we sent out for DNA, and both of them come out, and you're going to see that, I guess sometime tonight. I don't know what time. But Bob's working on it right now. And you're going to see the actual nail that was found, given to us, to get the DNA. And I'll tell you, it's been controversial to beat hell. You'll see it yourself. You'll see what came back thus far. They're scratching their head. They're saying it's 99% human, 1% unknown primate. 1%, that's all you need, ladies and gentlemen, unknown primate. Rob, let's get back and do our work, and let's give the show, turn it over to good old Marco Bill. Thanks, buddy, for being there with us, okay? God love you.
Thank you.
Okay, Marco, I think it's about time to the end for us.
It is, and it's time to sign off, Tom. Do your thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us here on Bigfoot Live radio show. From here, there, and everywhere. Good night, America.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
Who are these prints? Up and down.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
and everything else. They just were too realistic
and
to be
frozen like a tree.
Somebody manufactured
this. The hand was freaking
out. Into the woods.
Female.
Big what creature lives. Bigfoot lives. It's a movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests, Java Bob and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. What brought them together?